It's Monday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality Christy Wright. Christopher is in Dayton, Ohio. Hi, Christopher. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Better than I deserve. What's up?
So, I'll try and make a long story short. I am divorced about 3 years ago, and in those 3 years, I've been to court. My wife, ex-wife has taken me to court five times. So each time we go to court, costs anywhere between $10,000 and $30,000. I was on baby step two, just bumped down to baby step one. So we're rebuilding our $1,000 saving or emergency fund. We are $96,000 in debt. I am remarried. We have a household income of $120,000.
Why does she keep taking you to court?
I mean, I don't want to speak illy of her.
Is this about kids or what's it about?
Well, in her argument, it's always about the kids, but she's narcissist and depression, so she lets that guide her ways. Even though I keep winning in court, she keeps taking me back, just finding a different loophole to do it. And so we're gearing up for our fifth round now that she's taking me back for the same reasons.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think you need an attorney that gets on the offensive, not just the defensive. Because she's abusing the court system, it sounds like.
She is, and my wife and I have talked about, I mean, we don't even know if it's legal to start doing like a harassment type of legal action towards her.
You need an attorney to investigate that. You really do, because this is, I mean, I'm just listening to what you're describing, and you know, people who are continually doing that leave themselves open to a lot type of liability there. And so the abuse of the court system is a real thing. Attorneys can be sanctioned for that, and certainly individuals can. Just filing frivolous lawsuits is not allowed, you know. And so that's the, you know, I keep winning, and she keeps looking for some angle. So anyway, so you've got $96,000 in debt. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
How much of that is attorney's fees?
That is current attorney fees is about $25,000.
Okay. And what's the rest of it?
The rest of it is from going through the divorce. I took on all the debt that we had at the time. And then, it was like a snowball effect in the wrong direction for us. We were dropping everything to be able to pay for attorneys. So then we accumulate debt because we have, you know, we could pay a lawyer or we could pay for food. I could lose my kids or we could feed the kids kind of thing. So we ended up making, I wouldn't call them bad choices. They were just a noose around our neck, and we had accumulated credit card debt.
So how much credit card debt is there?
Credit card debt is sitting at, I believe it's $22,000 right now.
Okay, so that's 50 between those two things that are associated with this. What's the other 50?
And then there was a personal loan to accumulate the debt from when the divorce first took place. That's currently sitting at $37,000. And then the rest of it is like kids' embraces and stuff like that.
Kids' embraces for $15,000?
No. If that doesn't equal up to exactly $15,000, I'm trying to remember my Dave Ramsey website, what all of it was. But most of it is credit card and consolidation loan.
Okay.
And family debt because they helped me pay for lawyers as well.
Okay. And you make 120 household income now with your new wife?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good. All right. And then your question at the end of this is what?
So right now we're projected to pay off, if nothing else happens, another $17,000 in debt by the end of the year. And we should be debt free by mid 2025. That's our goal. Mm-hmm. And I guess our question, the wife and I, we were sitting around talking, and that is, what could we possibly do to better protect ourselves so that when we do get slapped in the face with another court hearing, we're not scrambling for $20,000 to make it happen. Our goal, we're trying to be gazelles and knock out this debt as fast as possible. But every time we go to court, it really kicks us. It beats us down.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know. It may be that you treat this like it's a chronic situation and say, if you had an illness that cost you $20,000 a year that was chronic, You would have to put that into your budget, and then above that, work on getting out of debt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you've got a chronic legal problem for now. And you've got to continue. So I'd put a couple grand a month in the budget, set over in a separate savings account, only for legal fees, potentially. And it might be that if it happens again, we're going to use those legal fees to be, those attorney's fees to be offensive.
Okay. Okay, so you would say slow down paying off the debt to build up
yes.
a account to build a
well because you're going okay. to because you're you have a very high probability this is coming at you again.
Yes, sir.
And so, you know, you got to get ready for it. I mean, this is a Christmas is coming in December, a lawsuit is coming from the ex-wife. These are predictable things.
It is. Every time something good happens in my life, it seems to happen. And
well, I'm not trying to be a black cloud. That's not my point. My point is just mathematically forecasting.
Right.
We're just going to predict. And if the bad thing doesn't happen, you've got the money. It didn't go anywhere. But you can't go buy a bass boat with it then. You got to use it for debt.
Absolutely.
So if for some reason she decides to calm down without being slapped into next week with an attorney, which may be what has to happen. I mean, sometimes you just have to stand up and fight, you know, forward rather than backward. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know the particulars of your situation. I'm not an attorney. But, there is a benefit to going after offensively some of these people that misbehave using the court systems.
Well, and this is not working. You're five times in. This is not working.
Yeah.
So we can't, you know what I mean? Like, I would try something else.
Yeah,
like,
after this
fifth round or whatever it is.
You know, I never suggest, I mean, very, very seldom do I suggest someone pick a fight.
Right.
But sometimes you have to finish one.
Yeah.
In order to, you know, in order for it to be over.
Yeah.
It's not going to be over until you finish it.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to punch and punch and punch and punch until it's over.
Yeah.
And you know, stand there and just, you know, and the problem with being in a fight is it doesn't just hurt the person that you're hitting, it hurts you.
Yeah.
When you're hitting. You're you know, if you physically were in a fight, your hands would get damaged, you know. If boxers come out, you know, they're damaged on both, you know, there's no one gets out of these things unscathed. It's not like there's one guy does all the hitting and one guy doesn't.
Right.
You know, everybody gets hit. But the thing is, if you're gonna go through all that, at least stick in it long enough to win.
Yeah. Where you don't have to fear this every single year.
And just absolutely defeat the evil foe. You know, that's what you have to take on that persona of doing that, and it's very difficult.
Yeah.
So it's emotional, because you can hear the emotional drain on him.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, it's just never going.
And he's trying to move on with his life.
I thought you were going to be the ex-wife.
Yeah.
But you're never going away. You know, just go away. I've had people in my life like that. Just go away. Just go live your life over there somewhere. Just go away. You know, but they can't seem to do it. So they don't.
It's not just a financial drain. It's just that emotional drain, too.
Oh, it
man,
does.
The headache,
does.
The strain on your marriage, your kids, all that.
And you go from, being angry to sad to back and forth. And I'm so sorry for you.
Sorry you've been through that.
Yeah. And the problem is it's stealing both the emotion, the spirit, and the money from your future with your current wife.
Right.
That's the problem. You're taking your eyes off of good things that could be done. Instead, you have to deal with this crap and this fight.
Yeah.
And, hey, been there myself. Know how it is. Not in a divorce situation, but in other situations. And you've just got to, you just have to, the bad actors, they have to be punished. And, you know, you don't have any way around it. I don't set out to be Sheriff Andy, but we'll finish it, you know, if you're going to pick a fight. And that's where I'm coming from, because I've been in those situations, and sadly in legal battles, where you have to become the aggressor rather than, even though you didn't start the fight, in order to stop it. That's how it works. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.